Track three, and now we come to the main stories. Volunteers launch new network for water testing. A team of volunteers is launching a new community-led initiative to check water quality around the Tynmouth coast and estuary. Waterwatch has been set up to provide more frequent, more localised information across the River Teen estuary and surrounding coastal waters. Led by Friends of the River Teen, the programme will expand public access to water quality data through a network of monitoring locations covering key bathing and recreational waters in the Teen estuary. Volunteers attended a training session on Tynmouth's Back Beach to learn how to use the state-of-the-art equipment to monitor water quality at four locations throughout August. These will be Tynmouth Town, Front Beach, Back Beach, Shaldon Beach and Coombe Cellars. Stuart Reynolds, chairman of the Friends of River Teen, explained, "The Environment Agency's bathing water testing provides an essential regulatory baseline, but is very limited in coverage and sampling frequency. Waterwatch is intended to complement this by filling information gaps between official sampling points and providing a more continuous picture of water quality conditions. We are testing at busy locations where there are a lot of water users, but often limited data about recent water quality. Unlike statutory monitoring undertaken by the Environment Agency, which typically focuses on designated bathing waters and provides periodic, often weekly sampling during the season, Waterwatch is designed to deliver daily readings. It will provide these daily, near real-time readings during August and use a wider network of sampling locations, including estuarine sites not routinely covered by statutory programmes. Ford says the volunteers will report results quickly, which will improve transparency and accessibility. The community-driven data collection will also support a better local understanding of pollution patterns. Waterwatch has been developed to help swimmers, water users, conservation groups and local residents better understand changing water quality conditions across the Teen catchment. Paula Gritch from Friends of the River Teen said, "This project has only been possible with financial support and encouragement provided by Tynmouth Town Council, Shaldon Parish Council and Bishop Stainton Parish Council. We've had lots of private donations and funds from councillors. Their support has been instrumental in enabling the initial deployment of monitoring equipment and establishing the first phase of the Waterwatch programme. Each test costs around £30, so we're always looking for new funds. Waterwatch's long-term ambition is to create a sustained, transparent and community-owned set of data that complements statutory monitoring and helps drive improvements in water quality across the Teen catchment."
Leisure Centre is to get £5 million upgrade. Plans for a major upgrade of Dawlish Leisure Centre have been given the green light. The scheme, expected to cost up to £5 million, is aimed at modernising the facilities and encouraging more people to take part. Plans include expanding the gym to provide more space and stations and introducing two exercise studio places. Changing areas will be refurbished and ventilation and air quality will be improved, as well as renovating the 10-year-old solar system. An extension to the already busy car park will accommodate increased attendance at the centre. However, introducing a pool for learners has been ruled out as being too expensive at this stage. Teenbridge's council full council meeting backed the scheme. Dawlish councillor Rosie Dawson said the people of Dawlish have been promised this for years and it hasn't been delivered. The changing rooms aren't fit for purpose, shower curtains don't protect dignity, surfaces are so old they're difficult to clean. I could go on, but it's run by an incredible team, and the reason we're seeing an increase in membership is because the team is amazing. Councillor Lynn Goodman Bradbury added, "This centre has been rotting away for some time, but it's well used, so I'm really pleased we can see it through. The refurbishment had been planned in 2018, but was delayed by the COVID pandemic. Up to £3 million from the Community Infrastructure Levy is allocated for the project, but a further £1.2 million will be met through internal borrowing. There is approximately £1 million identified in the planned maintenance programme over the next 5 years for the leisure centre. Council officers said it would be reasonable to consider that a significant saving can be elicited through the proposed investment and facility enhancements. The swimming pool opened in 1974 and was later expanded to include a sports hall in 1994, and a fitness gym was added to replace the former cafe around 2012. But there are no exercise studios. The only showers are poolside or within two accessible wet rooms. The report to members said the refurbishment presents an opportunity to remove barriers to participation from an aged facility design. Through developing the facility mix, increasing number of residents will benefit from facilities and opportunities to become and remain active that will serve to reduce health inequalities for generations to come."
Council's hands are tied by developers. Up to 50 homes will be built on a green field on the outskirts of Newton Abbot after councillors decided it was an offer they couldn't refuse. Teignbridge Council's planning committee gave the go-ahead for the homes on land east of Buckland Road, described by Councillor Mike Ryan as being right on the skyline. Councillors raised issues around traffic and transport and the loss of green fields. But Councillor Chris Clarence told colleagues, "This is part of the 1,088 homes the government is asking this authority to build in a year, and we have to find sites for them somewhere. It's a shame that we have to use these sites, but our hands are tied." Councillor Jane Taylor said she had concerns over the busy road and its lack of pavement and added, "I don't think we should be supporting an application for 50 homes in such a sensitive area." Committee Chairman Peter Williams pointed out that while the application had been flagged up by the local parish council, none of its members attended the site visit or the planning committee meeting. Applicant Rubik Strategic applied for outline permission for up to 50 homes, 13 of which would be affordable. Local people said there were concerns over how the narrow road to the field would cope with extra traffic, as it already saw up to 50 heavy tankers a day serving the nearby sewage works. Devon County Council raised no objections, however, and the land is allocated for housing in the local plan, albeit for 30 homes rather than 50. Councillor Ryan said it would put extra pressure on local services and, he added, "It is good farmland and we should be producing more good locally grown food." On behalf of Rubik Strategic, Andy Shepley said the proposal was not a major departure from the local plan. Councillors agreed to give the scheme the go-ahead by 4 votes to 3.